Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. Says facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. Prime Minister Modi accuses TMC government of insulting President Draupadi Murmu on lapses at West Bengal event. President Draupadi Murmu stresses on equal participation of women to achieve development in true sense. Second phase of budget session of parliament begins tomorrow. Lok Sabha to take up resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Israel renews assault on southern Lebanon, 12 killed including 2 soldiers. In All England Open Badminton, India's Lakshya Sen settles for runners-up title, losing to Lin Chunyi of Chinese Taipei in men's singles final. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup final, India set a target of 256 runs for New Zealand in Ahmedabad. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. He said the projects launched today will strengthen infrastructure, improve connectivity and enhance the ease of living of people in the city. He said the new metro section that opened today will provide a significant benefit to millions of residents of the capital.
आज जो मेट्रो का नया सेक्शन शुरू हुआ है उसे राजधानी के लाखों लोगों को बहुत बड़ी सुविधा मिलने वाली है खास तौर पर पूर्वी और उत्तर पूर्वी दिल्ली के लोगों के लिए अब रोज का सफर पहले से कहीं ज्यादा आसान होगा इन सब के साथ ही गाजियाबाद नोएडा फरीदाबाद और गुरुग्राम जैसे एनसीआर के शहरों से दिल्ली के अलग अलग हिस्सों में आना जाना और भी आसान हो जाएगा
Prime Minister said India is scripting a new chapter in women empowerment and they are playing an important role in the country's development. He said under the leadership of Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, the national capital is witnessing continued development. Prime Minister Modi alleged that for nearly 10 years, the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi had stalled every development work. On lapses at President Draupadi Murmu's event in West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi accused the TMC government in West Bengal of insulting President Murmu. He said President Murmu had gone to West Bengal to attend a major festival of the tribal community and instead of honoring the president, the TMC boycotted the event.
एक आदिवासी राष्ट्रपति का गौर अपमान करने वाली टीएमसी की एक गंदी राजनीति और सत्ता का अहंकार बहुत ही जल्द चूर चूर होकर रहेगा पश्चिम बंगाल की प्रबुद्ध जनता टीएमसी को एक नारी के अपमान के लिए एक आदिवासी के अपमान के लिए और देश के महामना राष्ट्रपति के अपमान के लिए कभी भी माफ नहीं करेगा
The BJP has criticized the TMC government in West Bengal for not maintaining protocol during the visit of President Draupadi Murmu and abruptly changing the venue of International Santhal Conference held in the state yesterday. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said opposition allies including the TMC have leveled allegations that the constitution is under threat but the TMC has brought disrespect to the country's highest constitutional authority through its conduct. Mr. Prasad condemned the Mamata Banerjee-led government for this act.
सब लोग बात करते हैं कि संविधान खतरे में है.
Everyone says that the constitution is in danger. Today, due to Mamata ji and her government's behavior, the president who is sitting at the top of the country's constitution has been insulted. I am openly condemning Mamata ji's government and Mamata ji herself.
Mamata ji की सरकार और Mamata ji का स्वयं.
In the backdrop of the controversy relating to the breach of protocol during the President Draupadi Murmu's visit at the International Santhal Conference in Siliguri, West Bengal State Chief Secretary Nandini Chakrabarty has sent a report to the Union Home Secretary. Along with the report, several documents explaining the entire matter in detail have also been forwarded to the Ministry of Home Affairs. According to the sources, the report outlined the sequence of events, the administrative steps taken, and the reasons behind the decisions made in connection with the incident. The report also provides a detailed explanation of why the Chief Minister was not present at the event. President Draupadi Murmu today said that India is moving forward with the idea of women-led development. Addressing the valedictory session of the National Convention of Women Thought Leaders, Bharati Nari Se Narayani in New Delhi, President Murmu urged to emulate every aspect of women power. She said that women are contributing across each sector in the country, including from farms to space, from self-employment to the armed forces. President Murmu said the government is taking several steps to make women educationally and financially empowered. The president also urged Indian society to eliminate their stereotypes and inequality towards women. President Murmu stressed on equal participation of women to achieve development in true sense.
महिलाएं खेत खलियान से लेकर अंतरिक्ष तक स्वरोजगार से लेकर सेनाओं तक अपना योगदान दे रहे हैं खेलकूद के क्षेत्र में हमारी बेटियों ने विश्व स्तर पर नए प्रतिमान स्थापित किए ये बहुत प्रसन्नता की बात है कि महिलाओं के स्वास्थ्य शिक्षा सुरक्षा एवं आर्थिक सशक्तिकरण हेतु किए जा रहे राष्ट्रीय प्रयासों के बल पर अनेक क्षेत्रों में हमारी बहनों और बेटियां ये भागीदारी उनका बढ़ी है.
Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu said that when women are given opportunities and support, they can achieve excellence in every field. Addressing a national-level celebration on the occasion of International Women's Day in New Delhi today, the President said that women have taken the lead in all spheres, be it entrepreneurship or corporate world. She said India is rapidly moving towards women-led development and women's participation in the workforce has increased. President Murmu highlighted that the schemes like Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao, PM Mudra Yojana and Mission Shakti have led to empowerment of women.
आज हमारा देश women led development की दिशा में तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहा है. पिछले एक दशक में महिलाओं के सामने आने वाली रुकावटों को दूर करने के लिए मजबूत नींव रखी गई है. भारत ने स्कूल एजुकेशन में जेंडर पैरिटी प्राप्त कर रही है. हायर एजुकेशन में भी ग्रॉस एनरोलमेंट रेशियो की दृष्टि से बेटियों की संख्या अधिक है.
The second phase of the budget session of Parliament will commence tomorrow and will continue till the 2nd of April. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla tomorrow. The notice will be moved by three Congress members, Muhammad Javed, K. Suresh and Mallu Ravi. If the resolution is taken up by the Lok Sabha, Mr. Birla will not preside over the proceedings and instead he will sit among the members. We have more from our correspondent.
During the first leg of the budget session last month, opposition had submitted a no-confidence notice to the Secretary-General of the Lok Sabha seeking the removal of the Speaker. In the notice, they have accused Mr. Birla of acting in a partisan manner. It was signed by 118 MPs, including members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, Left and others, except Trinamool Congress. The BJP and the Congress have issued a three-line whip to their Lok Sabha MPs, directing them to be present in the House till Tuesday. The first part of the budget session began on 28th of January and continued till 13th of February. During the first phase, the discussion took place on the motion of thanks to the President's address and the Union Budget for 2026-27. Anand Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. The Election Commission of India, led by Senior Deputy Election Commissioner Gyanesh Bharati, held a meeting with the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, Manoj Agrawal, today. The four-member Election Commission team, led by Mr. Bharati, arrived in Kolkata today ahead of the upcoming Assembly election in West Bengal. Later today, the full bench of the ECI, including the Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar, will arrive in Kolkata for high-level meetings to review the preparedness for the upcoming election. The ECI will hold meetings with representatives of all political parties tomorrow. In Nepal, the final results of the 159 constituencies have been announced for the election to the House of Representatives. Counting of votes for six constituencies is underway. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has emerged as the leading party, winning 122 seats and leading in three others under the first past the post system. The Nepali Congress has won 17 seats, while the UML has secured 7 seats and is leading in 3. The NCP has won 7 seats and is ahead in 2 constituencies. Our Kathmandu correspondent has filed this report.
In the House of Representatives election held in Nepal on March 5, 2026, a large number of candidates lost their security deposits after failing to secure the minimum required votes. According to the election law, candidate must obtain at least 10% of the total valid votes in their constituency to retain their deposit submitted during the nomination. The amount of security deposit is NPR 10,000 and 50% discount for women and disabled candidates. However, preliminary results from several constituencies show that only a few candidates crossed this threshold. Shweta Singh, Akashvani News, Kathmandu.
Israel renewed its assault on southern Lebanon early today, reportedly targeting commanders from the Lebanese branch of Iran's Revolutionary Guards Force. The latest strikes came a day after an Israeli attack on an oil storage facility in Tehran. According to the Lebanese Health Ministry, Israeli airstrikes killed 12 people, including 2 soldiers in southern Lebanon. Local media also reported that an Israeli drone struck a hotel in Beirut, killing 4 people and injuring 10 others. The deaths came on top of yesterday's toll of at least 47. The UAE's Ministry of Defense said that its air defense systems intercepted and destroyed 16 ballistic missiles and 113 drones today as part of a new wave of attacks targeting the country. Meanwhile, in Bahrain, an Iranian drone attack caused material damage to a desalination plant today. On the other hand, US President Trump has firmly denied any chance of settlement with Iran at this stage, adding that Iran would be hit hard and more areas and groups of people would become targets. Amid the ongoing situation in West Asia, Air India has decided to operate 78 additional flights on 9 routes between 10th and 18th of this month to tackle the high demand for reliable travel options. In its advisory, the airline said these additional flights will operate from Delhi to New York, London, Frankfurt, Paris, Amsterdam, Zurich, Colombo, Male. It added that these flights will add 17,660 seats on 9 routes in both directions. In All England Open Badminton Championships, India's Lakshya Sen settled for runners-up title after losing to Lin Chunyi in straight games in the men's singles final today. Despite putting up a strong fight, Sen couldn't get past his familiar rival from Chinese Taipei, going down 15-21, 20-22 in a hard-fought contest at the Utilita Arena in Birmingham. After losing the first game 15-21, Lakshya staged a brilliant comeback in the second game. However, Lin maintained his dominance and clinched the final with 22-20 victory in the second game. And in the men's ICC T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India have set a target of 256 runs for New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Chasing the target, New Zealand were 17 for no loss in one over when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat first, India posted a record-breaking 255 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. India's top order unleashed a historic batting assault, helping to post highest ever total recorded in a World Cup final. Abhishek Sharma provided the initial spark, dismantling the New Zealand pace attack with a 22-ball 64. His aggression allowed opening partner Sanju Samson to anchor the innings before accelerating into a masterclass of power hitting. Samson was dismissed for 89 of 46 deliveries and innings punctuated by 8 sixes. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi, says facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. Prime Minister Modi accuses TMC government of insulting President Draupadi Murmu and lapses at West Bengal event. President Draupadi Murmu stresses on equal participation of women to achieve development in true sense. Second phase of budget session of parliament begins tomorrow. Lok Sabha to take up resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla. Israel renews assault on southern Lebanon, 12 killed including 2 soldiers. In All England Open Badminton, India's Lakshya Sen settles for runner-up title, losing to Lin Chunyi of Chinese Taipei in men's singles final. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup final, India set a target of 256 runs for New Zealand in Ahmedabad. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.